When I was 5 or 6 years old, I told my mother that I would run away from home except she would miss me too much. I was already a rabbi. I already knew how to use guilt and rhetoric. But I also understood, which I realized much later, that my mother loved me. That's the only reason the ploy would work. And I wonder now how I knew that. And I'll tell you what I think. The first mention of love in the Torah is not romantic love. Maybe Adam and Eve loved each other, but it doesn't say so. The first mention of love in the Torah is when God comes to Abraham, to Abraham, and says, take your son whom you love, Asher Ahavta. The first mention of love in the Torah is between a parent and a child, not between a man and a woman. And parent-child love tells us something very important about all love. One year, the person doesn't exist. Then all of a sudden, that child comes into the world. And what does a parent say when they meet their child? I would do anything for her. Because you see, love is measured not in what you feel, but in what you do. I didn't know that my mother loved me because she said, I love you. I knew she loved me because she fed me and clothed me and sang me lullabies at night. Because of what she did. We talk about love as though it's a feeling, but in the Jewish tradition, and I think increasingly, I hope, in our conception, love is not an emotion, it's an enacted emotion. It's an emotion that finds expression in the way you act in the world. If you say you love someone and you treat them cruelly, you may have very passionate feelings about them, but you don't love them. Because loving someone means caring about where they are in the world, how they feel in the world, and taking some responsibility for that. So if you clothe and care for someone, if you listen to their sorrows and share your own, if you tell them your dreams and listen to their dreams, you love them. It's not only about what you feel. We read in the Shema, you shall love the Lord your God. What do you have to do? Therefore, you have to repeat these words and teach them to your children. In other words, you have to do something with your love. You all remember, many of you remember, and Fiddler on the Roof, when the woman says to the man, when he asks, do you love me? And she says, for 25 years, I've washed your clothes. And then at the end of reciting all the things that she's done for him, she says, if that's not love, what is? Valentine's love might make it seem as though love is whatever is in your heart, but that's not. That's not. Love is an interactional word. It happens between two people, parent-child, friend-to-friend, sister-to-brother, husband-to-wife. I want us to think about love the way our tradition thinks about love. If you say you love me, Does that mean you will be there? Does that mean you will care? That you'll lift me when I fall? That you'll jump with me when I rise? That you'll wipe my tears and share my laughter and embrace me? Because if you'll do that, then I know you love me. That's what we mean in our tradition by love. When we say that God loves us, we mean God has given us all of this, especially the greatest gift. For however fleeting a time, the gift of seeing the morning sun and falling asleep to the stars. God gives us life. And when we love each other, we give each other life as well. Shabbat shalom.